This is the Business Review from KWBU and Baylor University's Handkammer School of Business. I'm CJ Jackson. Today I'm talking with Dr. Blaine McCormick, Associate Dean of Undergraduate Business Programs and Professor of Management at Baylor University's Handkammer School of Business. Who was America's first billionaire? Who was the founder of Walmart? What phrase do the letters IBM represent? These questions and others like them form the basis of a business history trivia quiz that Dr. McCormick gave to over 400 college students last year. The results were both interesting and educational. Tell us about those results, Dr. McCormick.
More students thought Bill Gates, rather than John D. Rockefeller, was our nation's first billionaire. A few even thought that honor went to Donald Trump. In other questions, more students recalled the name of Lewis and Clark's female Native American guide, Sacagawea, than knew the names of either of the founders of Apple Computer. Almost as many students knew the capital of North Dakota as knew the name of the capitalist who invented the phonograph. More students knew that EPA stood for Environmental Protection Agency than knew the names behind the acronyms IBM and AT&T combined. When queried as to how Andrew Carnegie made his fortune, a surprising number thought it was in the music industry, probably because of the association with Carnegie Hall, rather than by consolidating the steel industry. You know, we administered this quiz to good students at two very competitive selective academic institutions. If these students are a genuine cross-section of the American educational system, then our quiz suggests that college students have a blind spot when it comes to American business history. Is it possible to teach history without mentioning the contributions of our business institutions? I don't think so. American history makes more sense with business in the equation. Some might protest our observations and conclusions, but do you recall how business was represented in your history text? Was John D. Rockefeller a brilliant entrepreneur or a robber baron, quote unquote? Was Andrew Carnegie a consolidator and innovator, or was he merely a philanthropist? Was Thomas Edison an individual who started more than 100 businesses, an entrepreneur, or simply an inventor? Were the transcontinental railroads the technological triumph that kickstarted our modern economy? Or were they portrayed as shell games where con men swindled millions from the public? We appreciate the stories of how these entrepreneurs gave away their fortunes, but we should also clearly inform students about how these fortunes were made. We wonder how our current business environment will be portrayed in history texts a century from now. McDonald's may only get the blame for America's obesity problem rather than get credit for creating hundreds of thousands of jobs. Will students in the 22nd century think that Michael Dell invented the personal computer, just as students in the 21st century think that Henry Ford invented the automobile? Will Steve Jobs or, say, Amazon.com's Jeff Bezos suffer the same fate as Thomas Edison, being remembered as a brilliant innovator but a terrible businessman? American history told with such a blind spot does little to encourage students to major in business. And business is a learnable skill. Where do the best and brightest go when any business pursuit is always considered the bad guy?
Dr. McCormick is the Associate Dean for Undergraduate Business Programs and Professor of Management at Baylor. This is the Business Review from KWBU and Baylor University's Handkammer School of Business. To hear this and other past business reviews, visit kwbu.org or baylor.edu/business, or subscribe to our free podcast at the iTunes Music Store. I'm CJ Jackson. Tune in for the Business Review Thursday and Friday mornings on 103.3 FM.